Do you find yourself in the same cycle? You start taking action on a new idea, and then another idea pops up, and you get into the same loop where you're back in overconsumption and not enough integration or application. Welcome to the Kathy A. Davis Podcast. If you are ready to crack through the armor to find your true self, to find your inner power, to unleash that power, and so you can begin to feel as though you are coming back home, back to the person you were before the world told you who to be, you are in the right place. Hello and welcome back. Today I want to talk about embodiment and integration. As an avid reader and lover of information, I can often find myself drowning in information but not taking action. Anyone else? Are you raising your hand? Are you nodding in agreement? We read, we consume, we read, we check books off our list, we take courses, we hire mentors, we hire coaches, but sometimes our actions and behaviors don't really change. And I find this to be such a fascinating topic because it's one of those habits that can really get us into a loop, right? We gain some new information, we read up on it, we like the concept of the idea, so we read some more, and our busyness and our actions come from consuming of the content on this new idea instead of actually putting the new idea into action or creating a practice around it. Then maybe we catch ourselves and we say, oh no, I'm too in my head. I need to be more in my body. And we start taking action and we start integrating. And then a new idea pops up and we get into the same loop, the same cycle, and we're back into the overconsumption and not enough integration or application. If you're nodding your head, keep listening. This episode is for you. Thank you to our sponsors. Are you ready for glowy skin? Did you know body care routines do more than just promote healthy and glowing skin? They can also boost our mental health too. Well, OC Malibu knows a thing or two about body care, and their Andaria body care products can help you have healthier and glowy skin all year long, making you feel great. I'm a huge fan of the Andaria body care line, and the Andaria LG body oil is one of my faves from OC because it leaves my skin feeling silky and smooth. Its rich, never greasy texture visibly firms and makes skin feel more sculpted and toned. But I love Osea Malibu for other reasons too. They are a clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral company that's been in business for over 27 years with their seaweed-infused products that are safe for your skin and the planet. I love that I don't have to choose between my values and my best skin. Glow from the inside out with OC Malibu's clean and vegan skin and body care. And right now we have a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code Kathy A. Davis at ocmalibu.com. You'll receive free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to ocmalibu.com and use code Kathy A. Davis for 10% off. I'll drop the link and code in the show notes, but trust me, you don't want to go another day without this amazing hydrating skincare and body care products. And not enough integration or application. If you're nodding your head, keep listening. This episode is for you. I see this a lot with my clients. They all want the information about plant-based eating or about meal planning or about human design or about the other self-discovery tools we talk about, but they aren't actually eating any more plants or putting together meal plans or experimenting with the basics of their design or any of the discovery tools we talk about. And in full transparency, I struggle with this too. I get really caught up in the information, the logic, the knowledge, the books. Oh, this author has more books. Let me read that. And I skip the integration and the embodiment. And now I'm not being hard on myself or beating myself up or making it mean anything. And I fully encourage you to do the same. Like, it doesn't mean anything about you. It's just, oh shoot, I'm stuck in this loop again. And as I become fully aware of this loop, I catch myself and I make a change. One of the quotes that's really helped me pull myself back into the embodiment and the recentering and the regrounding and reminding myself that it's likely I have all the answers within me and I don't need more external information is this quote by Rumi. As you start to walk on the way appears. I'll read that again. As you start to walk on the way appears. And that's a quote from Rumi. We think about that as we start to embody what we are reading or the new idea that we're consuming, or we start to apply the new practice or this new concept, the way appears. And from my own experiences, this is true. When I get into the action of eating more plants or showing up on social media or launching a podcast like I did, the way appears. I didn't need to read any more information about launching a podcast. I just needed to get in it and see what I knew and where I might need more information. And when I'm in that, when I'm in the embodiment, when I'm in the practice, when I'm experimenting, I can more clearly see where I'm going, where I need more information, and where I have the information. Now, you might be looking at this and thinking, gosh, this is a really short podcast. It's because I want you, instead of consuming more podcasts, to take more action. So where are you spending more time consuming and reading and gaining more information instead of applying, instead of integrating, instead of putting into practice what you already know? Where could you put a bookmark in the book and get up and take action? Where can you start on your path and allow that path to appear before you? Now, hear my heart when I say this. I am not saying that books and mentors and courses and programs and podcasts or any of the things you consume are bad or good. They are all places for you to gain more knowledge, to gain more information, to gain new ideas, and to be able to respond to the world around you. What I want to do here is pose this question of, where are you spending time reading and consuming rather than participating and experiencing the ideas? Where do you find yourself sitting on the sidelines instead of putting yourself in the game? And I ask that because I think it's so important that we start to take action on our ideas. I know for myself, I'm a book collector. Like, I could collect books, both digitally, especially now that we live in the RV, a lot of digital books. And then I read parts of them, but I don't actually do anything. So one of the practices that's really helped me begin to take action is sorting out the information that I have. So here's something that you can get started on right away. Get a blank sheet of paper, and at the top of your paper, write the topic you're studying. Maybe it's plant-based eating. Maybe it's human design. Maybe it's letting go of past traumas. Maybe it's a new way of cooking. Maybe it's a new exercise program. Maybe it's something on social media. Whatever it is, put the topic that you're studying at the top of the paper. And then take time to brain dump everything you already know about it, everything you've already learned, all of the concepts, all of the ideas, even if they contradict themselves, right? In the plant-based world, there's a lot of plant-based people and they contradict themselves all the time or contradict each other. And so you want to get that information out. In the human design world, there's people that are teaching it straight from Ra, and there's people that are taking it and putting their own twist on it. Everything you know, get it all onto a piece of paper or several pieces of paper if it's that much information, because I promise you, you already have all the information you need to take action. Step number two is to highlight or circle the parts that you can take action on today. So if you're thinking about plant-based eating, could you go and eat something plant-based? If you're thinking about human design, could you slow down and ride your emotional wave if you're an emotional authority, or respond to something, or ask someone to ask you some yes or no questions? Again, everything you know. Then highlight, circle the parts you can take action on today. And step number three is take the action. The path will appear. I promise, you don't need more information. So many people I speak with are actually flooded with so much information, and this overconsumption of information actually paralyzes them and me, right? I can get overconsumed on information. And then we don't take action because we're more confused because we've consumed all this information, especially when people contradict themselves. People in the same industry are contradictory, and then you don't know what information to take. So when you get all this information out, circle and highlight the parts that feel good, the things that you could take action on today. And step three is to take that action. Now, what I've found is, by getting it out of your head, you can synthesize this information that you already know, and you can find those nuggets of gold that are like, heck yes, this is what I want to do. Maybe the thing that you've been studying is how to create reels, and you found that there's a, you know, an easy way to create a reel is to prop your phone up on a like Stanley cup or your Yeti and film yourself doing something that you do every day. go and take action on it. You don't need more information. Just hit record and go do it. When I look at all of this and all of the information that you have, you find those gold nuggets and you embody these practices today. When I was preparing for this, I looked up the word embody. And out of the 38 million plus article resources that popped up in my Google search, one of them said embodiment, asking yourself, how can I own this experience? That's what I want you to take away today. How can you start to own these ideas, own the things you already know, and begin putting them into practice as your own way? As your way that you've culminated and put together. So whether it's how you want to eat, how you want to exercise, how you want to show up for your family, how you want to experiment with your design, how you want to express yourself on social media, you don't need more information. You need more embodiment, more application, more integration. So this is your sign. This, put the bookmark in the book and take action today. You've got this. I'm cheering you on. And honestly, I would love to hear from you. Hop over to Instagram at the Kathy A. Davis and let me know, what did you take action on today? What do you think of this short episode? Or if you're watching this on YouTube, drop it down in the comments. All this being said, how can you take action today? How can you own these ideas yourself? How can you embody them? And how can you get out of the loop of more information and not enough integration? Sending you all the good vibes and all the big cheers from your biggest fan. You've got this. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Kathy A. Davis podcast. If you found value in this or want to leave us a review, I invite you to do so. Also, share this with a friend, family member, or anyone else you think would benefit. Until next time.